BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with Rihanna off of films. It gets really rather wet, as it always does with Rihanna. And so wet, in fact, that Chris has to offer Rihanna a jumper to cover her up halfway through. What a gentleman. Chris also wants to up his fitness regime for the summer. Thank you for all the videos you've been sending in with your workouts. Got any homemade ones? Email them to me. Real or no real with Adele, and there's a problem with tonight's football commentary.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, shocking football match last night. I mean, it was great, but shocker for Portugal, wasn't it, mate?
I couldn't believe that you were texting me.
Oof. 4-0.
We weren't there together, so you were watching the football.
Away from you, that's right, I was, yeah. I mean, but Germany always start this way, don't they, generally?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, they start strong, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big result. Weird that we're having this conversation, but...
I was texting you, weren't I?
You were. You were talking all about Ronaldo.
Yeah. Said I felt quite sorry for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was last night. And tonight, it's our alternative World Cup commentary. I feel like I'm getting more confident with it.
Do you?
Yeah. I
think you have actually been following the World Cup a tiny bit.
A little bit, yeah.
It feels to me that this has been a massive education, this tournament.
Massively, like, already.
Like, you feel the need to take notice more because you are doing the alternative commentary as well.
It's our last one tonight. I'd be keen to do another one.
It is our last one. I mean, I would like... It's a big game tonight, right? Because it's Brazil.
And Brazil,
it's the
Mexico.
Show, for me, it's the biggest game of the night tonight. It's 8 o'clock. It's the time where everyone's having a bit of food, a few drinks, that kind of thing. It's the best match for us to be doing tonight, but it's a shame they haven't given us a sort of a quarter final or semi final. I mean, that would be nice, but I imagine it's too late in the day for them to sort that now.
I think you've got to book your time on the red button for that.
Well, I've got bad news for you as well.
What?
Psychic is looking like he's pulled out.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I don't know if he wasn't happy with the with the last one.
It was a great result for him.
Or he's got some kind of something else on, but he's not free.
We had a psychic on called Demian on Friday on the match between Netherlands and Spain, and he predicted something would happen, like a game changer in the match at 9:10. Bang on 9:10 is when like all the goals started being fired in by the Netherlands.
Safe to say we didn't predict this, though, so now we're trying to...
Do you think he predicted that he wouldn't be here?
I wish he'd said it a bit earlier. He did.
I do, because now we're struggling. Well, we'll be all right.
We'll be fine on our own.
Yeah. It would just been nice to have a little bit more kind of psychic knowledge from him.
Mm.
Never mind. We'll work something out. We've only got a few hours. 8 o'clock tonight on your red button.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What are we going to do now?
We're trying to find anyone with other skills, I think. A band, mariachi band would be good.
Yeah, if you are in a mariachi band and you can get to Radio 1 by 8 o'clock tonight, then get in touch. 81199.
I don't know what
don't
else...
Don't be saying if you're not, though, because that's just cruel.
I don't know kind of what else we would want, really, to join our punditry team for the evening.
Why do you think the psychics poured out?
Unforeseen circumstances.
This
is what I'm saying. We need someone else for tonight, don't we? Well, otherwise, it's just that kind of stuff.
Not necessarily. But it would be... I did enjoy his psychic ability, because he got it spot on.
Mm.
So we'll miss you tonight, Demian. A house mariachi band would be good. Is it hard to get those, late notice?
I don't know. I mean, what else could we have? Open to ideas.
Yeah, you can tweet us, at BBCR1. Don't say you're in a mariachi band, though, if you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just some bloke called Jeff, who, like, is just saying it, then we will find out. And, like, you'll look the idiot, because you'll turn up tonight and you won't obviously be, you'll just be Jeff. Like, you won't be in a mariachi band. And then you'll be rumbled.
A few people saying we could get some animals on as sort of psychics, you know, like the octopus that predicted the result. I don't know about that.
I don't think they provide anything, really. I mean, what animal would you get?
A few people say an octopus.
We could get the who goat.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What about Phil Neville? He's free.
Yeah, no. Controversial.
Why?
No, don't worry, I'm not going to go into it.
No, it's not that one. It's a radiator salesman. He's been getting quite a bit of abuse on Twitter.
Oh, no. We don't want to give him more of a hard time, do we?
Okay. He's up for it. He lives in Suffolk. Unofficial Mills have just tweeted me that.
I'm just tweeting around.
Who are you asking?
Help. I've just asked Ollie Mers. I've asked Mrs. Mead.
Deborah Meaden?
Yeah, I'm just wondering who else.
To do football commentary? Were you just tweeting them?
Well, no, I just think someone that we can just have on every now and then instead of the psychic.
Okay.
I don't really know what they'll do, but it's better to line them up, isn't
What's Meaden going to do in a World Cup commentary?
I don't know.
All right. Are you DMing or are you just
No, just putting it out there.
I can't believe the psychic's gone. What are we going to do?
I tweeted Merz. Hi, mate. Me and Mills are doing the alternative commentary on the red button tonight. Psychic's pulled out. You three.
I just straight to the point, innit? So we'll work it out. It's fine. We've got hours. Innuendo Bingo's coming up with Rihanna off of films at 1:45. It's going to be a wet one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know who this is, right? But every day when I come in here, like, there's really short, curly hairs, like, on the buttons.
Short and curly?
Yeah, I don't know. Who's in here before? Is it Grimmy?
It's Nick Grimshaw, yes.
Right, okay. I'm having to kind of, like, do that mum thing where you lick your finger and take them out. Should I not be doing that?
Definitely not. That's really mean.
Can't get them out otherwise. Just everywhere they are.
Wait, what about a competitive eater for tonight? Is that a good idea?
That's good, yeah. What, someone that can bosh loads of ribs?
Yeah.
It's quite blokey, isn't it?
Yeah, might be a nice touch.
Can we just concentrate on this show for now?
Sorry.
Because the red button thing can wait for a bit. We've got the... Hi, Rihanna.
Hi.
Got the alternative commentary tonight. He's stressing out because the psychic's gone.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, just not available. Pulled out.
Poor psychic.
I know. Didn't see that coming.
God.
It's fine. It's all going to be fine.
What
just
are you,
you
going to do
me.
Instead? Are you
I don't know
to
yet.
Decide?
I don't know, but like, let's not talk about it for now. Can we take his mind off it with Innuendo Bingo?
Just tweeted the Prime Minister.
Well, that's not good. He just went, didn't Cameron answer his own tweets? Of course he doesn't. And why is he going to come in to do Red Button? It would have to be BBC One at the very least.
Innuendo Bingo.
It's on. I saw your picture you just tweeted of the scene.
It really creeps me out when you just have like the empty seats and like all the sheets that absolutely stink, by the way.
Oh, I thought we got a new one.
They absolutely reek.
So Innuendo Bingo's happening after the next song. The blue light makes it look quite CSI
so
as well.
So eerie. Yeah. And it's been a while. I haven't done it in the studio before.
In here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's make it a wet one today. See if you put your hair back. Ready?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Rihanna, I loved it when you got your ass up for us the other day.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
So good. The video's on the Radio 1 YouTube. Just sent a toy rat into the girl's toilet. It was lol. Can you do it again for us?
Yes, please. Can you get me a better rat next time?
Okay, no, I'm working on that.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I found one.
Have you?
Yeah.
We
awesome.
Found one.
Because I had to do it manually. I had to do it with my hand last time.
We found that actually goes in a straight line. Yeah. And you can't even hear the wheels on it.
Okay, that's
like
fine.
A real rat.
It says it's got genuine scuttling action.
Yeah.
It's a bit pricey, but Mills can afford it.
Okay, yeah.
Good. I mean, I'm willing to do that for this show, do you know what I mean? Go online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Rihanna's looking well summery today, and it is time for Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Cameras are on, get watching. bbc.co.uk/radio1. On your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your laptop. Stop what you're doing and watch this. It's going to be a wet one today. And there's some really good clips, a lot of them from the World Cup as well. So thanks for sending these in, if you have been. Let me know if you're watching. Felix and Winchester's on. Peter from Manchester's on. Robbie is working hard in Peterborough. All watching today. If you've not watched before, make this your first time. Go for it. Okay, we are actually going to the World Cup first today, if you're keen. Right. And water, please.
Can I just say the sheeting's another level today?
It's good,
really
isn't it?
It's really good. I mean, I appreciate the sheets are dirty, but I've never seen it quite so sheeted up before.
It's up the walls and everything.
Yeah. Right, here we go, Rihanna.
Over to the World Cup. Ecuador versus Switzerland. And here, Glenn Hoddle has been keeping a very keen eye on the keeper.
That disrupts the zonal marking. People just make little movements, and then as Valencia had space and time in the 6-yard box, the ball was so good the keeper couldn't come.
And we're off.
I'd absolutely forgotten the feeling of having the water in your mouth and just about to go, and terror that you feel.
We've played this for a while. Haven't we?
Played so many times.
I know, but it's been so long.
And when that water first hits you, it's like,
yeah, I know, it's just a shock.
Well done. Glenn Hoddle there, and thank you to Emily and Lucy for spotting that one.
The ball was so good the keeper couldn't come.
Now we're going over to England versus Italy. Here we go. And Phil Neville. Now he knows what every footballer wants.
As a defender, Do you feel like Chiellini did there, the frustration, and you end up rushing in and doing something rash?
Yeah, when you're chasing the ball from side to side and you're consistently moving, sometimes you go looking for a challenge, particularly somebody like Chiellini, who likes to feel men against him and be in 1v1 situations.
Oh, good one.
Phil Neville.
Phil Neville.
Sometimes you go looking for a challenge, particularly somebody like Chiellini, who likes to feel men against him.
Thank you, Russ in Devon, for sending that one in.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay, then.
Okay.
Moving away from the football, but we're still with sport, going over to Five Live, and it's the Test Match Review. One of my favourites. Water, please. The umpire here seems to have got somewhat distracted.
I think it was all right, but umpire Bowden is then fingering his walkie-talkie.
Oh, double blow. Rihanna went first and then Chris in the face. Henry Blofield there.
Umpire Bowden is then fingering his walkie-talkie.
Ben in Newcastle heard that one. Okay. Very wet down there, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good to have Rihanna back on bingo, says Rob. Emma and Suzanne in Gosport are watching. Luke in Maidstone, hi. Get on the cameras now. Website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And now to the Hairy Bikers, Best of British. Well, Rihanna. Just the Hairy Bikers, nothing to laugh about. Here, Cy King. Is that one? Cy King shares what he likes to do when friends come round.
It's a real kind of dinner party pleaser, this.
And if you're going to knock up a tart, it might as well be this one. It's so easy, so quick, and it's
oh, my word.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, wow, Rihanna.
Yeah.
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 It's on.
It's on.
It's fine.
Yeah, is it fine?
You all right?
Absolutely
yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
That was an unfortunate shot.
And if you're going to knock up a tart, it might as well be this one.
Thank you, Sarah in Birmingham, for spotting that one.
I remember why I don't like coming on this show.
Oh, what do you mean?
No, I love it.
Okay. Now, Spain.
Do you want me to lend you my jumper? Right, that's a no.
Spain versus Netherlands. That was a no. Is one shot in the mouth a no, is it? Spain versus Netherlands. Back to the football.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one we did, Chris, on the red button.
Mm.
Now, on Five Live, it was a bit different. You do have to notice everything when you're a commentator. This guy certainly does.
Brilliant close-touch control. He took it down well. He was trying to slip it into Costa.
Late reaction there. Thank you, Joe and Solihull, for spotting that one. Keep sending them in. We couldn't do this game without you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Maybe I should borrow your jumper.
No, you're all right.
Do you want to borrow it?
Yeah, I think I do.
All right.
Okay, good. Slight wardrobe malfunction here, everybody, so we're getting...
I'm concerned about.
Getting changed.
I think the less clothes you wear, the better, because you've got less to...
Well, it's up to you. I'm just trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Mother, father, gentleman.
Okay.
Alright.
Feel better now?
Yeah.
Well, you've got Hilary Duvet on your top.
Right.
Cash in the attic now. Water, please.
Ready?
Ready.
Now, I don't think I want to purchase Nikki's jug.
Nikki's search continues in the kitchen, and in a dresser she finds a rather neglected cream jug and wash basin. It was produced in the early 20th century and once belonged to Karen's great-aunt. Sadly, it has some damage, and that rim's in need of a clean.
Rihanna.
You know when you think it's going one way?
Yeah, and then it goes the other. Thank you, Liam, for spotting that one. Now, this is one of my favourites from last week. It's the show A Very British Airline. Water, please.
I only watched this morning.
Why did you watch it this morning?
On the way, I was watching the iPlayer.
Oh.
I like it.
Making the unmissable missable, whatever it is. Yeah. It's not still on that, is it now? I don't call it that anymore.
I think that's slightly wrong.
Very British Airline. British Airways have got a very important new route to China. Nobody was expecting this, though.
Already behind the competition, Willy knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
Such a good one. It's my favourite.
He knew exactly what he was saying.
Already behind the competition, Willy knows how critical it is to pull off Chengdu.
So good.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
And
I had some real gems so far.
Some really good ones today. Catherine in Bristol is supposed to be revising maths, but it's having a little break. OK, now it's BBC Two's Building Dream Homes. Sorry, I had a cough. And architect Chris has made some lavish modifications to the house in his retirement.
This is our morning coffee technique. Well, get out to my glory hole. I think that's the only answer to any description of it.
Why are you going twice every time? How weird.
Stacey heard that one. You're doing, like, double spray.
Yeah. I think you've forgotten. I always do double spray.
You are good.
Well, get out to my glory hole. I think that's the only answer to any description of it.
Thanks for that. Okay, here we go. There's even more.
There's more?
Just a couple more.
You know how, like, we know not to say some words on on air? Mm. We just know.
They don't have it, do they?
They just don't
in other
have
places.
That sort of...
No. Not as much.
Right.
Over to the cricket now on Channel 5.
Yeah.
Very sporty today. Now, if this always happens at Lords, I might watch it more often.
Been very watchful, understandable in his position in debut. 15 off 41 balls. Oh, he's got him, it's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a good one.
That could be my new fave.
Oh, my goodness.
Matt and Hannah, send that one in.
That's a great one.
And finally...
Oh, right.
...to the chase. And contestant Lisa here sharing a little bit too much information with Bradley Walsh about her life at home.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd definitely spend it on doing some renovations in my house. Right. It's falling to pieces.
Specifically what, though? Kitchen, bathrooms?
Well, I've got different taps in my bathroom, my rendering's falling off, and my back door, I open it with a spoon.
Oh, everyone is well and truly soaked in here.
Right up.
Some great clips in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good one. I love the slope one.
The really slope one and the glory hole.
Do you want it again?
Been very watchful, understandable in his position in debut. 15 off 41 balls. Oh, he's got him, it's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
That's a good one.
I've got to
Thank
go to
you.
BAFTA drinks later.
You what?
I've got to go to BAFTA later.
Oh, darling. BAFTA drinks. It's going down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, you got your football shirt on already for tonight?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready now. Well, after that soaking, I needed to get changed, so I think it's about time.
So that's staying on now all night.
Are you going to don your Brazil shirt?
Oh, was I supposed to bring it in from home?
No, I've been looking after it for you because I knew you would forget it if you did look after it.
I have got one at home, though. Is that a Brazil one?
Have you? But that's not the one that I... You see, I went out and got these shirts for us, so you've got that Brazil shirt from somewhere else, and now I'm intrigued.
From when I did the 5 Seconds of Summer song.
All right, okay,
was that a Brazil
shirt? No, that seems innocent enough,
because it needed a wash, see? So, I mean, like, no one was more surprised than me. You know when you hang your washing out? Like, I didn't see it, like, because it's all in a bundle when I put it in the machine. Like, get it out, and I'm like, why have I got a football shirt hanging up, like, with my pants? And then I realised, I've done a football song.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not often in my washing you see a football shirt hanging out to dry. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I've got the music ready for tonight. How are we doing with replacement for the psychic who's pulled out of our red button coverage tonight of Mexico v Brazil?
Loads of people are being very kind in offering their services, but we are looking for...
Experts.
For people with skills of some kind. So,
yeah, you can't just rock up and, like... I mean, that's what we're doing. That's our job, just to rock up and make it up. So, like, we do need someone with... a level of expertise in something. I mean, have you got any ideas who we could get in? Have you begged it with Ollie Mers, I see, on Twitter already? So,
And Mrs. Mead.
And Deborah Meaden. Nothing yet?
No. I'll start tweeting a few more people in a minute.
I've DM'd two people, nothing back.
Have you?
No.
The thing is, I don't think it needs to be an expert about the football. It just needs to be someone who will have a decent angle on it.
Yeah. And we'll let you know how that goes. We've been left in the lurch with our psychic. Can't make it tonight, sadly.
Also, if anyone has any ideas of who we should message, that'd be useful as well, because actually I'm really struggling to think. I mean, there was a suggestion of Big Mo at one point. Big Mo half-time DJ set. Not a bad shout.
Is she still doing her DJ sets? Remember when we got her on that time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she still does them.
She'll want money for that.
Do you reckon?
I do, actually. It's Big Mo. I mean... yeah, any ideas, welcome at this late stage of proceedings. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, bless you, you're really trying hard for this, and I really think it's sweet. But we're not going to get Liam Payne tonight to do the commentary. It's not going to happen.
No, what
I just
I'm
saw
doing...
you tweeted him there.
Yeah, I have just tweeted him.
I think they're in Copenhagen tonight.
Why are you stalking my Twitter? In fact, why don't you get involved? Why don't you start tweeting a few? They'll listen to you.
They're in Copenhagen and they're on stage at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's pointless then, isn't it? Just who's free?
Delete that. I don't know who's free. Don't stress about it. It's fine. We've got hours. That was Twin Atlantic and Heart and Soul on BBC Radio 1. Hey, how's that beach bod coming along?
I haven't started on it yet, actually. I've been busy. Mm. So my plan is to get involved with that as soon as I find the right video.
So yesterday we were talking about Chris wants to do some home workouts. You know the videos you can do, you can get them on apps now, and some of them are amazing. Like, you get great results, and you can do it without a trainer, just do it at home. However, he's finding most of the ones that he's got annoying. So we asked you lot to either send in ones that you use or make your own and send those in to us. Got that for you after half two. It's been a bit of a response, hasn't there?
Mm.
Not as much as we hoped.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, I'm Scott Mills. Deborah Mead has been back on then.
Yeah.
Saying that she is available for the alternative football commentary tonight?
Not really, no. She put... I said, Mrs. Mead, me and Mills are doing the alternative commentary on the red button tonight. Psychic's pulled out, you free. And she's put back, alternative commentary to what? Does that answer your question?
Right back.
Yep. I've just... So far, I put Brazil v Mexico game.
But actually, we don't think you're right for it, but thanks for your interest.
Really? To a dragon?
Yeah, go.
All right.
Oh, God, have you actually done that?
Yeah,
you have. Okay. Also, don't tweet Britney Spears. She never replies, and she's probably not available tonight.
You never know.
So how's that beach bod coming along?
Well, it's not. I'm going to start up on... when I find the right video that I will commit to... with the right trainer, I think that's where to go. Because for me, there's so many of these how-to exercise videos on the internet, but none of them really suit because the people who generally are the instructors are really irritating.
So annoying. And I think your instructor, if you're going to be watching a video or an app with them on every single day, which you should be really if you want to get beach body ready.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to... It's almost like having another person in your life. They need to be the right person, don't they?
Exactly, because you're going to be spending loads of time watching them. Which is why yesterday I said if there's anyone out there who would be kind of up for sending me a workout video, but then I'm going to be brutally honest here, like... I personally heard from quite a lot of trainers and people like that, and I don't really want to train with someone who looks better than me. I don't really... Well, it just seems a really odd way of going about things.
But, surely if they are a good trainer, then they will look better than you. That's obviously a good advert for what they do, isn't it?
No, I'd rather be trained by someone...
Right, a big heifer?
Yeah.
But why?
Because you want to feel good about it. You don't want to constantly feel inadequate, do you? And also...
But they're not following their own tips, are they?
If I'm paying 20 quid or 30 quid or something, whatever it costs, it kind of annoys me that they're getting fit in the process as well.
But they're just telling you what to do. They're not doing the exercise with you, are they?
Yeah, but they kind of do, don't they?
Not really.
They basically get paid to kind of keep themselves fit as well. It's quite crafty what these fitness people do. You see, if I'm getting trained by someone, I think fair enough, but you should be having to eat pizza at the same time.
What, so, like, you're doing crunches, they're eating pizza at the
same
time?
They're eating crunchies.
Well, it's a new approach to working out. I don't know how many trainers you'll get like that, to be honest.
No.
However, no one's sent in their homemade ones yet. Like, make a homemade one and send it in to us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, but only if you're not irritating.
Yeah, as long as you're not an irritating trainer. So what you're saying, you don't want someone really hench?
No, not really. I'd rather have someone who looks quite normal.
Okay. Sean in Essex has sent me one which you could use. This isn't annoying at all. This is how to do lunges. You know lunges, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask, what brought this about in the first place, this whole fitness thing?
I just think it's getting into the summer. I'm looking at getting a holiday in sort of September, so that's a couple of months' time, so I feel the need to...
Six-pack needs to be on.
Try and make it happen. That's the other thing, right? If you train with someone who looks really, really good, there's not much point, because it's literally, you might as well say, look, I'm not going to look like you. It's not realistic that I'm going to look like you, so why are you... But it's false advertising almost, isn't
okay.
it?
I've got one for you here you might want to try tonight. I'll send this to you. Do I send it to you, your personal email, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the lunging one. Are you ready? Not annoying.
Good job. Let's go ahead and keep moving. We're going to lunge to the side for one. One, squeeze your abs.
Oh, God.
It's lunging and laughing.
Oh, my God, this is awful.
So every time you go down, you lunge and laugh.
Five.
Big lunge.
Oh, I'm not sure this is for
so
me.
So good.
Lunge and laugh.
Lunge and laugh.
Good job. Let's go ahead and keep moving. We're going to lunge to the side for one.
Can you hear the people? Oh, can you hear the guy behind her trying to do it as well? Like, he's one of her clients and he's going, ha, 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 ha. Too annoying for you?
One, squeeze your abs.
I'm not sure I could do this every day for 2 months.
What about Prancercise?
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbeck of Prancercise LLC, and I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
And then you just prance around.
Oh, I actually remember this. This is the lady that just walks. And
just walks, prances around.
So let's stop talking and do some walking.
Maybe that's not for you either.
No, I don't know. No.
Okay, what about for Beachbody? A woman called Dixie Carter, she's from the South, she's a Southern Belle, and she does lion face.
She does what?
Lion face, it's supposed to tone up every muscle in your body. You ready?
Okay. Okay.
Now here's my version of something the yogis call lion. My husband advised me never to do this in public because it is not very pretty. But since it's just you and me, I want to show it to you. Because I found it such a great morale booster, so...
She's quite flirty.
Right.
And then she's talking to the camera, but I feel like she's flirting with me.
Bring your palms face down on your knees.
Do it now.
Spread your fingers wide apart. Right. Elbows straight.
Yeah.
Spine tall.
Okay, so...
I don't like the way she says spine.
Spine tall. Okay, everyone do it?
Yeah.
Fingers spread, spine tall.
Now, you're going to take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you're going to stretch your tongue out like you're trying to touch your chin.
Oh, right down. Right down like that.
If the baby's sleeping, or if for some reason you can't make a loud noise, then just do a fierce whisper.
Eye on.
How is this?
I can do that because there's no baby sleeping.
And while you're doing this, you're going to let out a long ah like this. Watch that. Ah.
Feel better already, right?
And if you run out of breath before I stop roaring, well then, just catch your breath and do another one with me. Okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try it together. Mm. Don't be shy now. Remember, it's called lion.
Oh, God.
Is this the same as 5 minute abs?
This is great for your core. You ready? And...
deep breath in.
I don't like this.
You're not laughing at me, are you?
Oh, God, you're weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Everyone's weird.
Sounds like the Who Goat. It's a bit lower. So that's the roar. Not feeling any of those, no?
So what are you saying, then? There's no one that's come in that looks normal.
Not at the moment. The Scott Mills Daily. You seem despondent, Chris. What's up?
Well, no one's really replying to my tweets. So I'm thinking of going bigger.
Who?
Well, I've just had this amazing idea. Gerald Butler.
I think you're going too big now.
I think you've got to try these things. I don't know. Look, I just want someone quite cool for tonight. The psychic's pulled out. Basically.
5 hours. 5 hours to find someone.
I know. But we've been at this now for a couple of hours, haven't
I know.
We?
Look, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just you and me.
No, nothing wrong at all.
People are still watching. Remember, it trended worldwide on Twitter on Friday night.
I know.
Brazil v Mexico tonight. If you... I mean, a lot of people are using this as a kind of, you know, like compromise with their partner. If you, let's say your bloke or the other way around, maybe your girl wants to watch the football tonight, you can still see it on the massive screen that we won't pop up. You won't be able to see us. You'll be able to watch the match full screen. If you press the BBC red button, you'll get our commentary instead. And I think it'll be a lot more fun. We do commentate on the football, but we just add in sound effects and some observations as well.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do a decent commentary effort.
Yeah, you'll still know you'll be watching the football, mate. BBC Red Button, tonight, 8 o'clock, Brazil, Mexico.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Charlie Slough's not on today, even though it is Tuesday. Don't let yourself get confused. So Fat Tuesday's off for this week. He's island hopping around the Greek islands at the moment, playing loads of gigs. He actually texted me the other night going, Millsy, do I get this plane between Kavos and Zante, or is it proper leave it? There's a plane that's a bit like a bus that flies between the Greek islands. It's always about 45 degrees on there, and it's like the stewardess is also the pilot. And I have taken it a few times to be able to get to DJ gigs over the summer. But I think he's quite scared of flying, and it's not for the faint-hearted.
Well, it's a small plane, isn't it?
It's very small.
Worried about the old...
Yeah, you have to spin the propeller yourself to get it up to speed.
Yeah, but also with the sort of... I mean, imagine it can't take too much.
The excess baggage. I told him to take it, though, so I imagine he's probably on it right now, or has been, or will be soon. So it's Adele Roberts from One Extra playing Real or No Real at 3:40.
I'm concerned now I've upset example.
What have you done?
So I've been quite obvious on Twitter what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to see if anyone would be up for helping us out, especially now our psychic has pulled out at the last minute. So I've been tweeting pretty much everyone, just seeing who would get involved. Some friends of the show, some people who are... I suppose you call them strangers of the show.
Don't upset example.
Anyway, I just thought example would be up for coming on again.
He was on Friday. He was watching the whole thing.
But then I got kind of the feeling last time that he wasn't so sure about coming back on with us again today. Anyway, I've just got a really confusing tweet from him now.
Saying?
Well, he wrote something else. He wrote on another tweet, they sold me a dream to someone else. And then I put, we weren't sure if you were keen to get involved again.
Can do you think it's about that?
Can we call you again? And he's just put, I'm watching the game live from Hull.
I think that's a no.
Don't ask. Which I've taken to mean don't call me.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's him off the list then. He was actually on the list because he called us up. He was watching us on Friday. So
he's a legend as well.
Crossing example out. Have you really just tweeted Conchita Wurst, the Austrian Eurovision winner?
I'm getting desperate.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I've just seen something really cool go off on the Radio 1 Twitter.
What's that?
It's a scorecard for bingo for tonight, for our World Cup commentary.
Oh, yeah?
It's on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. So you can use this, like print it off if you want, and play along at home. If you're watching our alternative football commentary tonight for Brazil, Mexico, on the BBC Red Button. Thanks to our friends at Unofficial Mills for their input on this. They helped us made it.
This is good.
It's really good.
So it's like you can make a bit of a game of it tonight if you are having a party and a couple of drinks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's a lot of things that happened on Friday, which I'm guessing they think will happen again. So amount of times you're listening to the BBC is on. You can tick that off. Scott pronounces a Brazilian name wrong is on there.
I say, of course. I don't know why everyone's picking me up on that.
You said it 26 times. We played a montage of it yesterday.
Yeah, but that's really, I mean, that's like saying whenever Chris does some commentary. It's a stupid thing to put on a scorecard because it's professional.
It's not. Like, they don't say, of course, as much as you. This is harder than it seems. If we say that, you can tick that off. You join us here. Yeah, that was on too much as well on Friday. Mention of the size of the TV screen. You did mention how small it was a lot.
Chris mentions his bum. What?
Yeah, you mentioned your bum at some point.
I mentioned it once. And that was for a medical reason. That was...
Mention of trending on Twitter.
Scott pronounces a Brazilian name wrong. That bodes well.
And Shane Ward reference for That's My Goal, because we played it every time there was a goal. So if you want to get that in your life, BBC Radio 1 Twitter right now, at BBCR1. I'm going to...
print that off or something and play along with your mates tonight if you're having a party. Let us know if you are going to be watching our alternative commentary tonight. Maybe if you're going to be with your mates in the pub and you've chosen to put our... What are the chances of that? You've chosen to put our commentary on. Or maybe it's kind of a compromise you have between you and your partner. You're allowed to watch the football as long as you've got our commentary on and not the main one. It's going to be streaming on the BBC Sport website as well. Is that true?
I believe so. Oh my God. I really liked how many people got in touch as well. And we obviously put a few people who phoned in on air. And it was nice doing that because they had questions and stuff throughout. So it's good to get a few callers on. But it's good to know now if you're planning on listening to it tonight.
Yeah, so text us now on 81199 and let us know if you're going to be watching tonight. We might call you back and we'll probably get you on a bit later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just do a bit of a technical thing ahead of tonight's alternative commentary? I'm aware that a lot of people who are well into their football get a bit disappointed that they lose the HD sort of side of it to listen to our commentary, but it's all good and we appreciate the support. Do you know what I mean? Going slightly lower res to keep it real.
So when you put red button on, it's not HD?
No. but that's what I'm saying. I really appreciate, because I know people get, you know, if you've got the HD option to watch a football match in HD, it's very hard to give that up.
Right, well, thank you very much.
I just think you don't appreciate it, Mills, but I think a lot of respect out to those people.
And also, thanks very much for mentioning that, because most people wouldn't have known that.
Oh.
So that'll increase the audience. Why would you say that? A load of people wouldn't have known that. Oh, God.
BBC Sport, tonight from 8. Still fine, man.
Jake's measuring some carpets in Mansfield. Him and his mates are getting on the beers and watching us tonight. Will and Andy from Blackpool. Yes, we might give you a call a bit later on. Jonty in Bath has less of a clue about football than me. Definitely watching. All right, we might be in touch later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's now time for Real or No Real. Here's Adele Roberts, star of One Extra and sometimes Radio 1.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's
lovely to have you on.
It's brilliant to be here.
Is this your first time?
I can't believe you don't remember my first time.
I know you've done innuendo bingo quite a lot. But
it's my first real time because it's with Scott this time. Ooh, I've got the whole team this time.
You see? But you don't remember, that's really
who
bad.
Who was it before then?
Do you not remember we found out about Jen's tattoo on a bum?
Oh, we did, yes. Yes, all right.
It was with you.
Oh, I feel left out now. Anyway, it's a Brazil-Mexico special ahead of the big match tonight. Real or no real?
Brazil defender David Luiz, now 6'2", was told at the age of 14 he was too short to be a professional footballer.
Harsh. I don't think you can be too short to be a professional footballer, can you?
You can. That's why I can't play for the national team. That's what I got told. It's nothing to do with my ability. It's just the fact I'm 5'3".
No, I think that must have been an excuse from them.
Oh.
Because Dennis Wise, who used to play football, he's quite a famous footballer, Scott. Have you heard of Dennis
Wise?
Yes,
I've heard of him, yep.
He was about 5 foot tall, I seem to remember.
Was he really?
He always sticks in my mind because he ran over my foot. There was this time I used to play for my local football club, a club called Pin Stars.
Oh, they sound good.
In Pinner. Mm. And he came along to our awards ceremony, and as he was leaving, I was trying to get an autograph from him, and he didn't stop his car, and he went straight over my foot.
Oh, you didn't go to the window of the car, did you?
I was well keen to meet Dennis Wise.
And he's like doing at the window manually. Get out.
I seem to remember he was a nice guy, but he wasn't keen and he ran over my foot.
He wanted to make a speedy exit away from you, didn't he?
Yeah.
But was David Luiz too short to be a footballer?
David Luiz.
What's his name?
David Luiz.
Sorry. Was David Luiz too short to be a football player?
I don't think this could have been right. I'm going to say no real.
I think he got told that. I think it's real because I think Messi did as well.
Really?
And then Messi's just amazing, so we carried on playing anyway. So
you know your stuff.
Real. Yeah.
That one is real.
Yay! Yes, Adele! Didn't know we had an expert. And next,
McDonald's in Mexico make their doors twice as wide as any of their European restaurants, as the number of people wearing sombreros meant locals were having to enter single file.
come on. This has got to be a joke.
I wonder what the local Mexican McDonald's thing on the menu is, because they always have regional variations.
Mm.
I think it's a big burrito.
Yeah, it must be a burrito.
I can't help but feel this is stereotyping going on here. I've never been to Mexico, which is worrying because I'm supporting Mexico for the alternative commentary tonight. So I'm concerned here that my vision of what a Mexican traditionally dresses as is just a stereotype.
Will they not all come on wearing big hats then?
I don't think they will, but I can't be sure. Have you been to Mexico?
No, never.
Adele?
No, but I've seen the one extra freestyle, one World Cup freestyles, and if you watch the video of Mexico, they've got sombreros on.
Yeah, you see, it's tricky then, isn't it? But would they need to make the doors twice as big as well for the sombreros?
They can be quite wide.
Right. What are you saying about this, Adele?
I want it to be true, but I think it's no real.
I think it's a stereotype. I'm going to say no real.
I found the McNifica.
Oh, is that the Mexican speciality?
Yep, or the chipotle.
Ooh, lovely.
Chipotle.
That one is no real.
No, doesn't happen. What about this Mexican fact?
In Oaxaca, Mexico, a special Christmas festival is held every year to celebrate the radish, the largest vegetables being half a metre in length and weighing in at 3 kilos.
Whoa, big veg. No, respect for that. I've always said when I'm older, I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to become a Morris dancer.
Yes, we have said that. We're going to go together, aren't we?
I'm going to get back into bowls.
We're going to be in the home together, and then occasionally we'll have like trips out for Morris dancing. I'm not keen on bottles. You can go and do that with your other old friends.
I'm going to grow massive veg.
Are you going to get an allotment? Please
yeah.
do.
Yeah, oh my God, I'd love an allotment. I mean, you're not very green-fingered yourself, are you, Scott?
I'm not. I tried to have a herb garden once in my, you know, that little bit outside my house?
Yeah.
It lasted about 3 weeks. Nothing really grew. I got bored.
You don't really like grass, do you? You sort of concrete over it, generally.
No, there's not much grass outside my house.
No. What were we saying about these vegetables, then? The largest vegetable, half a metre in length and weighing in at 3 kilos, Adele.
Yeah, but it's a radish, they're round, so it'd have to be diameter.
Right.
So I think that's the clue. I don't think it's real, no real.
Adele, have you ever expressed an interest in growing the veg?
I had a cress head once, and...
A what?
A cress head.
What's a cress head?
You know when you get those potatoes that are like socks with seeds inside and then you put water on their head and the hair grows and it's cress?
What?
Do you not know those?
No.
Yeah.
What's a cress head?
No, you get them at school and it's like a Mr. Potato Head, but you put water on his hair.
Yes, I have one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott knows.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah.
To grow the cress?
Yeah.
I do vaguely remember growing cress at school.
Yeah.
It was one of those things you had to do at school.
Yes.
Is it a who? Do people still grow cress?
I don't know. Let's find out. But at the moment, it's definitely hair. Mexican Radish Festival. Real or no real?
Ooh, I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh,
wow. And finally, on this Brazil-Mexico World Cup Real or No Real special...
60% of Brazilians have received medical treatment for a dance-related injury, with groin strains the most common.
Oof. Oh, dear. That'll be from the tight trousers, won't it?
Do they wear tight trousers?
Is that a stereotype as well?
I don't know. Yes.
I really don't want a stereotype at all, but I've never been to Mexico.
But this is Brazil.
Or Brazil.
Right. Well, you've just got to go with your instincts on this one then, haven't you?
What is the dance of Brazil? It's the samba, right?
Mm.
Now, what does that involve? Which one's that on Strictly? I can't remember.
Twisting your hips, like that.
Is that the one that you wouldn't trust your missus with?
Oh, good thinking.
What do you mean?
The samba. Is that the dance which is quite intimate?
Oh, no, that's a tango.
It's like quite fiery. And
that's a tango.
Oh.
The tango, is it?
What do you mean, wouldn't trust your missus with?
Well, I just mean you wouldn't, you know, if your girlfriend said, right, I'm going off for samba lessons, is that the one you should be worried about?
Like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because they get quite close.
Yeah, and stuff happens.
Does it? Oh, it doesn't always. You can't always say that.
It always does.
What? So anyone that's listening now that's been to a samba class, who's in a relationship with their samba teacher, has had it off with them?
People should definitely be suspicious. It's like Dancing on Ice and Strictly Come Dancing. Stuff goes down on that show. It's true.
I mean, when Sarah Cox did the Christmas one, she was telling me that, I mean, you do get very close.
Yeah.
But she was with Robin Windsor. So not even a twitch from him.
No, of course not. But you do see on those dancing shows, don't you?
Now, famously with Marcus Collins.
Really?
Yeah, for X Factor fame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're a couple.
But you do see on those shows, they do cop off with each other. I've heard stories. You've told me them.
Now and again. Oi! That was just a one-off from something I heard. Dancing injuries in Brazil, real or no real?
In the groin, I can believe it. I'm saying real.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh.
So then, at the end of that round of real or no real, Brazil-Mexico special.
I got 20, Adele got 20. It's a draw.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Adele, we're doing alternative commentary tonight on the match.
Yes.
On the BBC Red Button. So
I mean, I know you do like football, but if you want to see like the whole thing on the screen, but with our commentary, just press red on any BBC channel tonight.
I certainly will do. I look forward to it, boys.
All right, thanks, Adele.
Thank you.
Tomorrow from 1, join us for Bumbaleo Wednesday and the full post-match debrief of last night's alternative football commentary. 1 o'clock, listen live or get this podcast, the Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.